Good morning, Catherine Robinson with the top stories on ABC News. With 3 weeks to go before the federal election, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison is vowing to make foreign fighter laws a key priority if the coalition is returned to government. The PM will start the day in Dubbo in Western New South Wales, while opposition leader Bill Shorten will make his first trip to Tasmania on the campaign trail to outline Labor's $120 million tourism package. Police have raided a factory full of bomb-making materials in eastern Sri Lanka in connection to Sunday's deadly terrorist attacks that killed 250 people. Rooms full of chemicals and fertiliser, boxes of ball bearings, a drone and the Islamic State group flag were seized. More than 60 people have been arrested so far. US President Donald Trump has dodged a mobile phone, which was hurled at him as he addressed a gun supporters rally in Indiana. The handset was thrown from the crowd, which was gathered at a National Rifle Association conference. It's understood the culprit was located and pulled away by Secret Service. And in the AFL, Port Adelaide has claimed its fourth win of the season, defeating North Melbourne by 16 points at Adelaide Oval. And those are the latest stories from ABC News.